Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
No one can predict if or when a song is going to go viral. If you could, you'd be a zillionaire. But when Dafo's track, Poor Madeline, started racking up tons of views and streams online, they were ready.
I was like playing shows every weekend in New York, and I was just like, okay, like how do I take this a step further?
Dafo, real name Gavi Gamberg, took that step by heading into the studio with legendary producer Rob Schnapp. He produced artists like Elliott Smith, whose music changed Gavi's entire outlook when they first heard them.
There's a whole other world of music, and you don't have to be a pop star. You can be like an indie musician. You can make rock. You can make whatever you want.
Gavi talks about making the debut Dafo album and performs live today. I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A man is dead and a Cass County Sheriff's deputy was hospitalized after the two parties exchanged gunfire near Walker Sunday afternoon. In a news release, the Cass County Sheriff's Office says they responded around 5 p.m. to a 911 call reporting gunfire around Onigam Road and Old Agency Trail, about 4 miles northeast of Walker. While attempting to contact a man seen walking on the Onigam Road, a man fled and a foot pursuit ensued. The release says there was then a, quote, exchange of gunfire. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, and the deputy who was shot was flown to a Fargo hospital via helicopter. The investigation has been handed over to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. The agency declined to comment amid the open investigations in the region. This is the third law enforcement shooting in the region in the last 4 months. Last week, a Clearwater County deputy shot and killed a man in Bagley. A Walker police officer shot a knife-wielding man at a Dollar General in August. The deputies involved have been placed on critical incident leave. One of the companies involved with bringing a proposed data center to Hermantown requested to pull its permits from future agendas. In a November 10th letter posted on Hermantown's data center project webpage, Minneapolis-based Mortenson Development wrote that it is taking, quote, the public's requests for more information seriously and plans to host an open house to facilitate open dialogue on the project. No date or venue has yet been announced. Development on the project has reportedly stalled since the city responded to an October petition for an environmental assessment worksheet. Hermantown officials already approved a rezone for the project area, but the environmental review was challenged in court earlier this month. The Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy joined the grassroots Stop the Hermantown Data Center group to demand further review for the large-scale data center. The city of Bagley is considering two wide-ranging options for the future of its police department. The Bemidji Pioneer reports a packed Bagley City Council meeting last Wednesday as council members deliberated whether to add more police officers to its two-person department or disband entirely to contract with the Clearwater County Sheriff's Office. No formal decision is expected for several months. The provision to disband was originally introduced in October. Several Bagley residents spoke out against their police department disbanding, the Pioneer reports. The topic is likely to come up in future meetings, with the Bagley City Council meeting at 5:30 p.m. on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. Northern Minnesotans won 3 medals at the state swimming and diving meet last weekend. Megan Buffington has more.
The two student athletes who medaled are the same two who broke section records on their way to state. Park Rapids junior Avery Schuler finished 3rd in the 50 freestyle and 5th in the 100 freestyle, and Two Harbors senior Bella Imholt took 7th in the 200 freestyle. Only the top 8 medal at state, but Imholt also won the consolation final in the 100 backstroke, and Schuler and the rest of the Park Rapids 200 freestyle relay team also finished 9th. Additional swimmers and divers from Brainerd, Detroit Lakes, Hibbing, Bemidji, Rock Ridge, and Park Rapids competed in the consolation finals. Find the full results at kaxe.org.
The last four Northland football team seasons came to an end last week in the state semifinals. Here's Megan again.
Defending nine-player champions, Fertile Beltrami lost to top-ranked Hills Beaver Creek 30-14 on Thursday, and Kitson County Central nearly came back to beat Hillcrest Lutheran Academy, scoring two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, but the Bearcats fell short, losing 27-21. On Friday in 4A, Grand Rapids also attempted to mount a miraculous comeback with a two-touchdown fourth quarter that saw the Thunderhawks recover two onside kicks, but Casson Manorville won 16-14. Menominwaubin was the last Northland team standing by Saturday, but they couldn't keep up with the three-time defending single-A champions Mineota, who haven't lost a game since 2022. The Thunderbirds lost 28-14. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. Sign up for the Buzz newsletter for the week's best stories and audio from your favorite community radio station. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Was there an artist that you can remember hearing when you were young that opened up your whole musical world? Or maybe even more than that, it opened up your world and just showed you where you might belong. DAFO is the musical project of Gabby Gamberg. And for Gabby, who uses they-them pronouns, one of those artists was Elliot Smith. Coming up, you'll hear how Gabby cut their teeth playing gigs in New York and Philly, where they were for a little while a World Cafe intern. And Gabby talks about the viral moment that changed their career and led them to making their debut record, Where the Earth Bends, with the producer who made some of Elliot Smith's most beloved albums, Rob Schnapf. We begin with a live performance of that viral song from their 2023 EP, Pest. This is DAFO with Poor Madeline.
She sounds screw the
Performing live for the World Cafe, Dafo with Poor Madeline. I'm Raina Duras. Gabby Gamberg of Dafo is my guest today. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
So good happy to have you. Yeah, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about that song that we just heard first. It isn't from your new album. Poor Madeline originally was out on an EP called Pest in 2023.
Yeah.
And it went viral as well on TikTok. When did you realize that this song was taking on a life of its own?
I had the first song, I had the experiment blow up, and then I was like, oh God, I wish that song didn't blow up. I wish like something like Poor Madeline blew up. And then my friends were like, if you posted it, it would blow up. And then I did, and then it did. It was just cool. I was like, I felt good. Like, I felt like I was being recognized for something a little bit more serious.
When something goes viral and something gets big really quickly, you may or may not actually be ready to deal with whatever that means. Did you feel ready when it happened?
I was ready. I stand by that because I feel like I had a very strong foundation. Like, I've been playing shows since I was like 15. I had so many songs. I already had my first little EP out. I was like playing shows every weekend in New York. And I was just like, okay, like, how do I take this a step further? Mm-hmm. And I was in music school and they were like, you have to get on TikTok. And I was like, no.
They tell you that in music school now.
Well, they're like for marketing, like you're in your marketing class and they're like, it's all TikTok. And it was like also like around that era where like people were just getting signed off of TikTok.
Yeah.
So I was like, fine, I'll do it. I didn't have it before. And then like the second thing I posted blew up and I was like, holy mother of God. after that, my audience grew and I was able to like take a step further. Like it kind of started my career, you know? Yeah.
Well, let's go back because you have been writing songs for a long time.
Yeah.
You started when you were really young. I know you played piano, you trained in violin, but it was guitar that really like caught your imagination. I think you were 9.
Yeah.
Could you tell me about your first guitar?
I don't remember what it was. It was tiny. I remember my dad wanted my oldest sister to play guitar and then tried to teach her and she didn't want to. And then like kind of forgot about it. And then one day I was like, well, why didn't you want to teach me? And then he was like, oh yeah, sure. The youngest, like you can do it. And then, I kind of surpassed him. And I think I was just really, I never wanted to learn other people's songs. I was super impatient and I had already been like doing classical training and violin. So I basically would just like make things up.
Yeah.
And that's how it kind of started. And I feel like I still feel that way with my guitar playing because I can play my songs well. I can't play anything else well. It's all just like alternate tunings and like finding shapes and stuff.
Do you remember what any of those early songs were about that you wrote?
yes. I had a really big crush on this guy that lived down the street for me, like since middle school, like huge crush on him. And I was like, oh my God, it's gonna be like boy next door. He had no interest in me whatsoever. But I would always hear him walking from his friend's house on the other side of the street and he'd always be like bouncing his basketball and I would always see him passing the window. And I remember like one of the lines is like, looking out the window, I've fallen for you. Trying to do my homework, still thinking about you.
That sounds like a Taylor Swift lyric.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now that's out in the world. I don't know why I had to do that.
It's beautiful. You already had it. So you're playing music for like your whole childhood, basically.
Yeah.
Was there a moment when you realized that you wanted to actually be a musician? You wanted it to be your career?
I literally have the moment pinned down. I like, for a while I'd been dancing and I'd done theater and like, I don't know, I realized that like music was like a part of it all. And then it was Thanksgiving. It was the day I got my period and I was sitting on the couch and I was so pissed off at my sisters, but my oldest sister always had aux and she played the song Embody by Frankie Cosmo.
Sarah is alive, dear. all the grace and lightness.
And I had never heard Frankie Cosmos before, and I hadn't been really listening to my sister's music much. I just didn't really listen to music that much, unless my sister was in charge of it. But I really loved the song, and there's a line that goes, on tour with Gabby, we embody all grace and lightness.
Whoa.
And I was like, wait, I want to make songs like this. What have I been doing? Like, I've been trying to be, like, trying to make pop. And, like, now, and then I was like, oh, wait, like, there's a whole other world of music, and you don't have to be a pop star. You can be like an indie musician. You can make rock. You can make whatever you want.
Right.
And I feel like it was such a like a cheesy formative moment for me. Yeah.
We're going to get to a song on the new album, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. The first new song we're going to hear you perform today is called Dagger Song. It's Dafo live for the World Cafe. Live for the World Cafe, Dafo with Dagger Song from their new album, Where the Earth Bends. I'm Raina Duras, joined by Gabby from Dafo today. You went to NYU for a while studying music.
Yeah.
And you were playing gigs in New York, too, yeah, at the same time. What do you remember from your first New York show that you played?
One person came.
One person.
I played, what was that venue called? It closed. Something, Rockwood. Okay. It was Rockwood. I played Rockwood, and the show was at like 7, like 6 p.m. or like 5. It was like an early kind of show. And I like told everyone I knew in New York, and I was like, I had all these people that would come to my shows in Jersey. So I was like, yeah, people will come to New York. And we got on stage, and we were like, and they were like, okay, you guys can play now. And we were like, cool. And then like as we were playing the first two songs, like one of our friends walked in.
Oh my God.
And I was like, but we played a great set and we had so much fun. Yeah, we just had like fun playing.
It's a tough time slot.
Yeah, tough time slot. Also like nobody knew who I was and like I didn't really know people in New York.
Yeah.
But it's fun to think of like, oh, I also like wore this like pink kind of like princess dress and I had a pillow. And we like did this thing where at the beginning of the set, at the beginning of this song called Spider, I would like wake up and then I'd be like, ah, there's a spider. And then we would like start the song.
I love that you still like went for it and really put on a show.
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
though there was only one person
yeah,
at it. I mean, things obviously changed. And eventually, I know you dropped out of NYU.
Yeah.
Tell us about making that decision.
I never wanted to go to college. I always hated school. I got good grades, but I wasn't good at it.
Well, I read that you even were trying to persuade your parents to let you drop out of high school
at
one point. Yeah,
I did. Yeah, yeah, I tried really hard. I was like, I'm going to move to New York.
Did you want out so badly?
I had undiagnosed ADHD.
Makes it tough.
And I hate writing essays so bad. Like, I really do. Which is funny because I'm a writer, but I like cannot write an essay for my life. I hated it. It made me anxious.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I knew that I was going to drop out of NYU, one, because we didn't have enough money for me to stay there the whole time. And two, I was like, as soon as I get an opportunity, I'm going to take it. I was in school for music. Like, why would I turn down a tour to do that? So I got offered the Sir Chloe tour and I was like, oh, great. Finally, here's my ticket out. And I left.
How did your parents react when you told them?
They're like, great. I'm the youngest. They're like, I can do whatever I want, basically. They're just like, just don't do drugs and you're fine.
I'm talking to Gabby from DAFO today on World Cafe. You're living in LA now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you recorded this new album.
Yes.
When you were getting started on this project, what artists were you listening to? What musical touchstones did you have?
I was listening to a lot of Sparkle Horse. There's that Dan English song called Across My Jaw, such a great song. And I sent it to one of my friends and they were like, oh, this sounds like Sparkle Horse. And I was like, okay. And then I listened to like all of Sparkle Horse's discography. And I was just like, this is incredible. Listening to a lot of Elliott Smith. I started working with Rob and I realized Rob's,
the producer.
I hadn't really listened to Figure Eight much.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, like let me listen to Figure Eight. And then I was like, oh, like let me listen to From a Basement on the Hill. And I like listened to like all of Elliott Smith's discography.
Why don't you pick an Elliott Smith song for us and we'll just play a little bit right now.
Oh my God.
That is a hard choice.
That is such a hard choice. I think Ballad of Big Nothing is one of my favorites. Throwing candy out to the crowd, dragging down the main. Put up this little thing with the dirty mouth. He's always got something to say. Just sitting around at home now, waiting for your brother to call. Eyes on him down in the alley.
That was a bit of Ballad of Big Nothing from Elliott Smith. I'm talking to Gabby of DAFO today. DAFO's new album is called Where the Earth Bends, and it was produced by Rob Schnapp, who's worked with Elliott Smith, he's worked with Beck, he's worked with Dr. Dog, the list goes on and on and on. What did you learn from him?
I learned how to take my time. I feel like
And not to overdo it. Like, I feel like in the past when I've been working on producing my music, it's been such a time crunch where like we have to finish the song today, like get these guitars down and then we'll do this and then we'll do this and then we'll do, you know, it was very like structured and like rushed. And with Rob, it was like, yeah, we'll record it when inspiration strikes. So like I would get there at 1 p.m. and, you know, we'd hang out until like 2, and then we'd do some guitars, yeah, and then we'd like hang out, and then we would be like, oh, it would be cool if we did this, or like, okay, cool, we do that. And it was just very relaxed, and I think it allowed like room to really like breathe and like make very, what's the word?
Intentional?
Yeah, make intentional decisions. And it was great and it was fun. It was so much fun. Rob is like hilarious. And so is Matt, the engineer. And we had so much fun.
It feels like a good way. And I say this as somebody who also has ADHD, a nice way to work where you're not under too much, yeah, pressure and you can kind of do it at your pace.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'm speaking with Gabby of Daffo on World Cafe today. In a minute, I want to talk about some of the places that you've lived and how they've shaped you as an artist. Right now, we're going to hear you play another live song, and this song is called When I'm in Hell. It starts with the lines, "In this lonely town, I'm the tallest man around, hard to keep a friend when my neck hurts from always looking down." I have no idea if this is about moving to a new place. Sounds like it could be. Could you tell us about this song?
I think I wrote it because I've always kind of felt like a little bit like an alien. Like I never had like a friend group. I never like, I was always like friends with lots of different people. And like, I also just have this like core belief that I'm a bad person for some reason.
Really?
You know what shame can do to you. And like, yeah, I was just like, what if I just like kind of leaned into it? Because I feel like a lot of the other songs I have about shame are kind of like, oh, this is sad, this is very sad. And like this one is kind of like, I'm this character and this like evil person. And I just kind of like leaned into it.
Kind of freeing.
Yeah, it was really freeing. It's, I kind of imagined, yeah, I guess I imagined in my head like the story that I tell. I'm so like not well spoken.
No, I think you explained that perfectly. Let's take a listen. This is When I'm in Hell, performed live by Daffo on World Cafe.
My
On World Cafe, a live performance from Dafo. It's a song from their new album, Where the Earth Bends, called When I'm in Hell. The last song that we're going to hear you perform is called Sideways. It's a gorgeous song. And I know that the lyrics of this song went through some changes from their original form.
Yeah.
Could you talk about why?
I wrote that song for myself, as I write all my songs. And, you know, it offered me relief. But you also have to think about the impact it can have on other people and the message that you're promoting. It was actually my songwriting teacher. I sent her the record and she was like, hey, this song is beautiful. It might cause more harm than good. And I was like, okay. And then I talked to my therapist about it and I was like, as a mental health professional, what do you think about these lyrics? And she was like, yeah, your songwriting teacher might be right. So I had to reapproach the lyrics, I guess, in a more poetic way. The song is also kind of about, you know, like, I can't say what I mean. I was like, I don't know what to say here. And I was just like, oh, I can't say what I mean. And it tied in. It was like, it worked.
I do want to ask, before we hear you play it live, how does it feel to revisit a song where maybe you're talking about or singing about something that's difficult when you're playing it live?
I feel like stronger now. Like, I feel like once I write a song, I'm stronger. I'm like growing thicker skin. And I'm able to kind of, one of the beautiful things about songwriting is that I'm able to kind of look back on my experiences from a different perspective. And like, it's, I think I read this like interview with Adrienne Lenker where she was like, songwriting is like taking a picture of something. Like, you can always look back at it. And it's like, it's less that I'm like, while I'm singing it, I'm going through the motions of what I felt, and more like I'm reflecting on it. I'm looking at a picture.
Well, here's the one you did live for us for World Cafe, Dafo, Sideways.
Oh,
Dafo performing live for the World Cafe. That song is called Sideways. It's from their new debut album, Where the Earth Bends. And Gabby Gamberg, the front person of Dafo, has been my guest today. And it's been such a pleasure, Gabby. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a session from Dafo. You can watch that full session on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/worldcafe. And you can see the video for Dafo's song Sideways, which was the last song in that session. I'll post it on my own social media at RawRawRaina. That video was animated by my sister, Ann Duras. If you'd like to check it out, it's very cool. I promise I'm not biased. Here's Band of Horses. No One's Gonna Love You on World Cafe.
Apart. stop blinking. I tell you that I don't know, but you're favored now by 50, and I'm right at home.
Still no
Madalena from Goose and their recent album, Chain Your Dragon. If you've ever felt like you couldn't fully express yourself to someone just through words, a song for you next on World Cafe.
Well, I've got two brothers and they're in the Marines.
This is Drew Miller from Boiled and Lead urging you to support KAXE and KBXE. Community radio is a lifeline for culture, and these days it's under threat. If you enjoy it, you need to help pay for it because nobody else is going to do it except for you. Please support KAXE and the Summer Pledge Drive.
Make a donation now by visiting our website, kaxe.org, and clicking the word donate, or text donate to 218-326-1234.
Climbing up that old gallows ladder, cried out so gaily for his high wear cap and feather. I've always been a lively lad, never murdered.
I'm Raina. This is World Cafe. Your next song is called Words. But if you listen closely to the words, what Adrian Lenker is really singing about is the inadequacy of words. How sometimes you can only half say things. It's hard to express your deepest feelings, and the subconscious and the feelings under the surface can be so hard to get at. Here's Big Thief, Words on World Cafe.
Yeah.
David Bowie, wrapping up this hour of World Cafe. Thank you again to Dafo for being my guest today on the show. And thank you to World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name is Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.